Microsoft wins the face-off.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The social networking website Facebook had plenty of suitors. Yahoo was thinking about it. Google made an offer. But in the end, Microsoft won out. It's paying $240 million for a small stake in Facebook. Little surprising here that Google got snubbed. But what's more surprising is that Microsoft values Facebook at $15 billion. Really? More now from Renita Jablonski.
It's hard not to wonder about that whopping $15 billion since reports say Facebook will only bring in $150 million in revenue this year.
It's a little tough to explain.
Ken Wilber is a professor of marketing at USC's Marshall School of Business.
If Facebook continues to be the dominant platform for social networking and social networking continues to grow at the pace it has been growing, then it could end up being profitable for Microsoft. But, you know, there's an awful lot of ifs in there.
So why would Microsoft take the risk? Wilber says that's a lot easier to answer.
I think what it's really about is the rivalry between Microsoft and Google.
Wilber says it all comes down to the fight for online advertising. Google's a big player in that ring, and Microsoft doesn't want to risk losing a chance to bulk up its online ad muscle. Facebook had more than 73 million visitors in September. I'm Renita Jablonski for Marketplace.
Rumors that the Fed might consider another cut in interest rates gave Wall Street a late-day rally. The Dow fell less than a point, but it was down more than 200 at one time yesterday. It begins this morning at 13,675. The NASDAQ is at 2774 after dropping 24. The S&P 500 lost 3 to 1515. Today in Asia, the markets added about 1%. European shares are about 1% higher so far as well. The big story in California this week, of course, is the wildfires. It's all over the national news, too. But so far, the rest of the country isn't showing a lot of sympathy for Californians, at least not in the form of donations. Jill Barchet reports.
More than 500,000 people have had to leave their homes in California. It's the largest evacuation in the state's history. Monsignor Gregory Cox of Catholic Charities of Los Angeles says so far, the donations haven't been flooding in.
They have been coming in slowly. I would say we've received about $10,000.
Cox wonders if television images of burning seaside mansions aren't helping.
When people are looking in California, they think of Malibu. People may think, you know, they may have resources.
But it's not just Malibu that's been affected. Paul Schultz is chief executive of the Red Cross of Greater Los Angeles. He saw a big uptick in donations yesterday. Millions of dollars came in as people watched the fires get worse.
I'm mainly hearing from donors in California, and they know that it affects everybody, not just the wealthy.
Schultz says more money should come in as the media focuses on bigger fires in places like San Diego. I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
I would swear China's economy is on steroids. It grew an amazing 11.5% in the third quarter. And that was slower than the previous quarter of about 12%. China's on track to overtake Germany as the world's third largest economy within weeks. The Chinese government is trying to slow things down. China has raised interest rates 5 times already this year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at GrantThornton.com. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
Time now for another edition of My Morning Commute.
Let's see how the roads are rolling with Time Saver Traffic.
Here's go around me!
Did you pull over? Let me try!
Today we hear a voice I'm sure you'll recognize. For someone who doesn't work from home, she has the shortest commute I've ever heard of.
My name is Lisa Napoli, and I'm a reporter at Marketplace, and this is my morning commute. I live in downtown L.A., and every day I walk across the street to my job in downtown L.A. People say to me, "You're so lucky that you live close to work." And I always say, "I'm not lucky. I'm smart." I knew I was going to have to work very strange hours, so I really didn't want to have to get in a car. I hate driving. So I looked across the street from the office, and here was this big building, and it was the first apartment. It's like, you know, when you met your wife, you knew you had to marry her. I was like, this is it. Finally, I found the apartment. We're on the 18th floor. So that adds to the commute a little bit. We've just exited the pavilion outside my building, and we're crossing Figueroa Street on a pedestrian walkway. There was a major accident on my commute a few weeks ago. I was walking down these stairs, and I heard someone go, "Oh my God!" And I turned around, and there was an older, very well-dressed lady who'd fallen. She banged her head. I mean, I was really worried about her. I've never seen an accident in 3.5 years. It's been awfully safe on this commute so far. So now we're actually inside Figueroa Courtyard, where Marketplace is. And this is a fun part of the commute, because as I walk here, I see one of our colleagues coming out of the parking garage, and they see me walking this way. And again, you know, I'm not a self-righteous person or anything like that, but I always think, I just walked across the street to work, and you just had to drive here. We're at work.
Today's morning commute was produced by Stephen Hoffman. If you have a good commuting story, share it with us at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.